You've reached the greatest destination in soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next, baby. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and June is Black Music Month on a bowl of soul. This is a bowl of soul, baby, and if I could reach out and help somebody, got to give you some inspirational soul music, and this is Professor T-Love of a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, baby, coming back at you in the second week of June, baby, because June is Black Music Month, and I hope that you enjoyed your last weekend, and you're going to enjoy this weekend coming up this Friday, baby, just kicking it in and listening to some great soul music from a bowl of soul, baby. And I'm on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby, just coming to you, touching those airwaves, those internet airwaves, and giving you some good soul music. And you know, you just heard from Mr. Otis Clay, who is an American R&B and soul singer who started in gospel music. And he was born February 11th, 1942 in Waxhaw Boulevard County, Mississippi in the United States. And, you know, in 1965, Clay signed with Wonderful Records in Chicago to make some recordings. And after releasing a series of gospel-tinged soul records, his first hit came in 1967 with That's How It Is When You're In Love, which reached number 34 on the R&B chart, and followed by A Last In Love, number 48 R&B. In 1968, the record company that he was on, Wonderful Records, folded, and his contract was bought by Atlantic Records, who launched their subsidiary label, Cotillion Records, with Clay's version of the Sir Douglas Quintet, She's a Bottom Mover, and produced it at the famous Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals. And then, however, on Cotillion, including Hard Working Woman, produced by Syl Johnson, and Is It Over was produced by Willie Mitchell in Memphis. And then later on, Clay moved to Mitchell's High Records in Willie Mitchell's High Records in 1971 and made many of his best known soul blue records for the label. As you know, High Records was the home of Ann Peebles as well as O.V. Wright, as well as the great Mr. Al Green. And his biggest hit on High was Trying to Live My Life Without You, a number 24 R&B hit. And he followed out If I Could Reach Out, which you just heard, and Touch Somebody. That was his follow-up record, as well as Trying to Live My Life Without You, who was later covered by Bob Seger, whose version made number 5 on the pop charts, baby. And if you want to get more information on Mr. Otis Clay, he will be celebrating 50 years in entertainment. You can go to otisclay.net. That's otisclay.net. And this is A Bowl of Soul coming at you next, giving you some more 70s groove from one of my favorite groups, The Main Ingredient, talking about, you know what? Everybody plays the fool, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays a fool. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, and there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you.
Is from Harlem, New York, and they've been active since 1964. And you know, the first set of members of the Main Ingredient were really, they in 1964 they were called the Poets, and they had a song back in the 60s called You Blew a Good Thing. Okay, and it was composed of the original singer Mr. Donald McPherson and Luther Simmons Jr. and Panama-born Tony Sylvester. Both Donald McPherson died, I believe, in 1971. and Tony Panama, Sylvester, he also passed away later on, I believe, like in the 2000s. But, you know, they made their first recordings, main ingredient for Lieber and Stoller, the infamous Lieber and Stoller, who produced records for the Coasters and other artists on the Redbird label. And soon they changed, when they got to RCA, they changed their name. And the main ingredient teamed up with record producer Burt DeCoteau, and under his direction, the main ingredient reached the top 30, R&B top 30, for the first time in 1970 with a beautiful song called You've Been My Inspiration, which was a cover of The Impressions' I'm So Proud broke the top 20. Then they had this great record that I love called Spinning Around, I Must Be Falling in Love, which went into the top 10. And then they scored again with a black-powered anthem written by Mr. Donald McPherson called Black Seeds Keep On Growing. But tragedy struck in 1971. As I said, Mr. McPherson had suddenly taken ill with leukemia, and he died unexpectedly. And then the group regrouped and had lead singer Cuba Gooding Sr., who served as a backing vocalist on some of their previous recordings and have filled in on a tour during Donald McPherson's brief illness. But with this song, Everybody Plays the Fool became a million-selling smash for the main ingredient, which hit number 2 on the R&B and number 3 pop to become the group's biggest hit. It sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc by the Recording Industry Arts Association in September 1972. And then they followed up with album Bittersweet, Aphrodisiac, which is a classic, which features several songs written or co-written by Stevie Wonder. And then, of course, they had that great hit in 1974 that has been covered by numerous people, Just Don't Want to Be Lonely, which was in 1974 that sold 1 million copies. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and this is Professor T. Love on the Progressive Radio Network, baby. And you can catch me on Live 365, 365 days of the year, 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, baby, giving you nonstop soul music with few commercial interruptions. And I know you like that. You can also catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm at 7 p.m. on Sundays, Eastern Standard Time, baby. You know, Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, baby. And you can also catch me on the new network called aircheck.us, baby. Check it out. Got some of the greatest DJs in the world are on aircheck.us. And definitely check me out on that. It's constant, nonstop music on aircheck.us. If you want to hit me up on A Bowl of Soul, it's at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And follow me on Facebook. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mix to a soul music, baby. Coming up next, I thought this, to me, was like an underrated, underreported R&B song for me. From KC and the Sunshine Band, talking about, you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of love, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
song was Loving You, Baby, and that's off of the self-entitled album called Casey and the Sunshine Band. It is the second studio album by funk and disco group Casey and the Sunshine Band, and was released in July 1975 on the TK label. And on this album contained two of the band's biggest hits. That's the way, I like it, and Get Down Tonight. But you know what, this album is a gem, because on this album is a breakbeat, a record that we used to mix in hip-hop called I Get Lifted, which was originally done by George McRae, but I believe it was written by KC, Harry Wayne KC. And the song has a definite serious breakbeat. And also, you can hear that breakbeat on I Get Lifted on Gin and Juice, produced by Dr. Dre for Snoop Dogg, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to play a song that is which displays the baritone voice of Mr. Marvin, Junior Marvin of the Dells, baby, talking about There Is, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Troubled heart, be free. I take heed to all my good men. Take a hold and follow me. Now listen, baby.
There is today.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on the road. I am the way.
Oh.
Fight your fears down through the years. Believe me, baby.
Oh.
Why won't you let me love?
You've been a-wasting, baby.
You've been wasting, you've been wasting.
You could have been sharing it with me. Sharing it, baby. With every ounce of my love I have in my command, I'm doing the very best I can to make you understand.
Baby, that is the mighty Dells. And you know, I mixed the name up. It's Marvin Jr., who passed away on May 29, 2013, and that was him. He was the lead baritone, lead vocalist. He has been a member of the Dells since 1952, And you know, the Dells, their legacy, they went from singing doo-wop to progressing and moving into R&B. And you know, they were known as the El Rays, but then they changed their name to the Mighty Dells, and they were from Harvey, Illinois, and they did this song on the Chess Records label. And the group was formed in high school in 1952 by founding members Marvin Jr., Vern Allison, Johnny Funches, Chuck Barksdale, Mickey and Luscious McGill, under the name The El Rays. And they released their first recording in 1954, and 2 years later had their first R&B hit with Oh What a Night. Now you could hear the doo-wop version of that. And then they also have the 1968 version of Oh What a Night. It's still bad. When I say bad, meaning it's still hot, it's still funky. And you know the Dells, they've been in existence, you know, 61 years. Do you believe that? From 1952 to the present. And some of the members that have that had died recently was Mr. Marvin Jr. and then Mr. Johnny Funches. He passed away on January 23rd, 1998. And then we had Mr. Johnny Carter, who passed away on August 21st, 2009. The Dells have a serious legacy, and they were one of the premier R&B at that time, set the trend for male vocal groups. They were way ahead of their time, and the testimony of them lasting from the age of doo-wop to the present just speaks volumes. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and this is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And I just want to say thank you to everybody out there that's tuning into A Bowl of Soul, and they're digging it, they're loving it. And if you're an independent artist and you have music, whether it's jazz, blues, R&B, hip-hop, you name it, it belongs on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, one of my favorite songs from Miss Aretha Franklin. It's off of her first album when she joined the Atlantic record label in 1967, baby. Baby, baby, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Don't
need you, baby. If I hurt myself. That's Aretha Franklin, baby. And coming up next, we're going to play you a nice hot gem by Miss Tammy Terrell singing Come On and See Me, Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
For you, love, and it can be
Tammy Terrell on the Tamla record label. She's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, you know what? We're getting close to summertime, and I know that you want to look your best, but you also want to feel your best. Check out Miss Alexis Hutton talking about Ace of Health.
Hello to all you lovely listeners out there. This is the Ace of Health Wellness Coach, Alexis H., coming to you live and direct from A Bowl of Soul. Spring and summer are near, so it's time to get in gear. I'm the coach you're looking for to help you fit into that swimwear. Are you tired of being tired? Stricken with health issues such as diabetes, high blood pressure, menopause? Or are you looking to keep a good thing going longer with that special someone? If you are, feel free to contact me, Ace of Health Wellness Coach Alexis H., at 631-ACE-TOP-1. That's 631-223-8671. Or email me at aceofhealth1@gmail.com. Remember, real beauty begins with putting health first.
Yes, most definitely. You better check out Ace of Health because, you know, having good health is imperative to you having a good life, baby. And let me tell you a little bit of something about A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
it, and over your head would be the bluest sky. Then I'd take every drop of rain and wash all your troubles away. I'd have the whole world wrapped up in you, darling, and that would be all right. Oh, yes, you will.
If I could build my whole world around you, I'd make your eyes the morning sun. I'd put so much love where there is sorrow. I'd put joy where there's never been none. Then I'd give my love to you, for you to keep for the rest of your life. Oh, and happiness would surely be ours. And that would be all right. Oh, yes, it would.
If I could build my whole world, and that would be all right. And yeah, that I had the follow-up from Come and See Me, Come On and See Me by Tammy Terrell, and not follow-up with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell's big hit, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You, on the Tamla Records label. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, talking about I'll Be Around, Mr. Ron Henderson and the Choice of Colors here on A Bowl of Soul.
Listen to a bowl of soul.
Trying to sell you something, and
gem, baby. This is a legendary Rare Soul LP from North Carolina. Ron Henderson and Choice of Color, baby, called Soul Junction. This came out in 1976, and, you know, it's in the style of soul singers such as Marvin Gaye and Mike James Kirkland. And, you know, this came out in 1976, and the name of this song is called I'll Be Around. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and A Bowl of Soul is on the Progressive Radio Network, baby, www.prn.fm. And, baby, and I hope that when you tune in, you tuned in to the vinyl experience at 5 o'clock, baby, getting your tunes in on the vinyl experience. And now on A Bowl of Soul, baby, coming at you playing, I feel she is a beautiful, a great singer, great R&B and a jazz singer, Miss Angela Bofill, talking about Down the Line, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. This is off of the album called Intuition, baby, that came out in 1988 from yours truly, Miss Angela Tomasa Beaufield, born on May 3rd, 1954 in the Bronx, baby. Bronx, New York, and she's an American R&B and jazz vocalist and songwriter. And if you get a chance, check out her story on Unsung. You know, Angela Beaufield was born to a white Cuban father and a black Afro-Latino Puerto Rican mother. She performed with Ricardo Marrero and the group and Dance Theater of Harlem Chorus prior to being introduced to Dave Gruzan and Larry Rosen of the jazz label GRP Records by her friend jazz flutist Dave Valentin. And, you know, she came out with an album in 1978 called Angie. And Angie was well received both critically and commercially, and spawned the chart single This Time I'll Be Sweeter, which was co-penned by the late great Miss Gwen Guthrie, as well as Beaufield's sprawling jazz composition Under the Moon and Over the Sky. And, you know, Angela Beaufield wrote a beautiful song, of which I am going to play next, that she wrote called I Try, which was a hit for Mr. Will Downing. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Try to do the best I can for you, but it seems it's not enough. And you know I can't, even when you're not there. Close your door when I want to give you more. And I feel so out of place. And you know it's true, don't you?
That I try,
and I try.
Yeah, y'all, and that was I Try, which was written by Miss Angela Beaufield and performed by another great baritone singer, Mr. Will Downing, who is from Brooklyn, New York, baby, and is an American singer, songwriter, and producer. Downing is known in the contemporary jazz and R&B music genres for his rich baritone vocals and his interpretation of R&B and pop classics that stretch back to the early 1980s. If you want to know more information about Mr. Will Downing, go to www.willdowning.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to bring to you some new music. I love it. It's from my brother, Dayon, talking about Morning Sunrise, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hello, morning. You look good. Good to me. Kiss in the sky.
Hello, sunshine, when it become time for you to be with me, yes, you will become mine. The sunrise and the back of my grind, though, aiming for the light, it's like wearing a blindfold. A lot of endless nights when it come to this rhyme flow. I never gave up, now she's saying it's time to go. Green light, it used to be a stop sign. Stop crying and get on your biz, boy, I got mine. Why lie when I can show you the proof? I hit the charts, but they still saying that ain't proof. I guess I gotta pull up, stunting in the coupe. That's foolishness, boy, you think I'm on cause this is new? Poof, I disappeared from that nonsense. At this point in my life, I feel accomplished. The sun is out, and she beaming on my conscience. And she look good, that's why I'm on my calm-ish.
Yeah, feel good, you know. Waking up to the breeze off the beach, the sun beaming down on you. You know where I come from, it's a lot of dark days, but I kept my head up and maintained, and I'm here. Just seeing the sun reflect off of my life, and it definitely play a major part in what I do.
What up, afternoon? I show gratitude, even though sometimes I stay mad at you. I'm on the avenue, way out in London. It's raining hard and it's dim, sunshine is ducking. I'm thinking about the times that my mom was fussing. She always told me you a diamond, youngin'. Now I take light wherever I go, forever I glow. If it's gray outside, the better I flow. And I believe in God, it's a heaven I know. The sun's shining on me, so I never let go. No. So even when it's dark out, I still maintain and spill my whole heart out. Large amounts of that cash I'ma chase, but I'm just doing that to add shine to my space. Plus I wanna see my mama smile on the face when the sun rays hit the window at her new place. Grace.
Aw, man, what a feeling. You know, just waking up, being in London, coming from the USA, from the area I'm from. You know, people greeting you and showing you much love. Me being able to talk to my mom and let her know that we on our way. Sun always shining somewhere, right?
What up, nighttime? This when I write rhymes. The energy from the moon give off the right vibe. Feel like a lifetime going for my dreams. I'm looking up at the stars like that could be me. Exactly 3 p.m. tomorrow. I got a meeting, so I hope your beams will follow. Mother Nature said ain't no reason for sorrow, so I'm looking at the sky like I need your power.
You know, God is nature, nature is God. Everything that surrounds us is beautiful, you know. As long as you use your brain, and you always gotta carry yourself with wisdom. Keep God first in your life, and the sun will definitely shine on you, man. Look at me, I'm a living example. One love to Flora Jean and all of my brothers and my sisters. Our day's about to be brighter. I love y'all. No more dark days.
You heard what he said, no more dark days. That's a very positive message coming from Mr. Dayon, talking about Morning Sunrise, baby. And if you want to know more about Dayon, you go to m.dayon, D-A-I-Y-O-N, music, M-U-S-I-C.com, baby. And also, he's got a new tune with, you know who? It's a love thing. Well, with Miss CC Peniston. They got a song together called See Me Now. Check it out at m.dayonmusic.com. And this is Ebola Soul, baby. And we're about to come to the end of Ebola Soul. And make sure you check me out in the archives on the Progressive Radio Network website, www.prn.fm. Blow up those archives, baby. It's there for your listening pleasure. Get your soul groove on. Download it on your iPod, your iPad, your Sony MP3, baby. Do what you gotta do and just get yourself a bowl of soul. And coming up, baby, we got something real good. Something that I love. Got a funky bass line on it, funky guitar line, and it was also produced by one of the main ingredient, Mr. Tony Sylvester. And the song was written by the late Miss Gwen Guthrie. A lot of people don't know. They know Gwen Guthrie for singing Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent. But let me tell you, Gwen Guthrie was a songwriter, and she wrote this powerful tune for this singer, Mr. Benny King, talking about supernatural thing, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
One more time.
I hope you enjoyed a supernatural thing being here on A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T Love, and we hope that you enjoy your Friday and you tune in next week, because June is Black Music Month on A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm at 7 p.m. on Sunday. And make sure you check me out on aircheck.us. I hope that you have a great weekend, and I'm so happy because I graduated with my master's degree in business last week, baby. Hallelujah, and I thank God for all of you, and we're going to take A Bowl of Soul to new heights, baby. And this is Professor T Love, and make sure you tune into A Bowl of Soul next week, baby. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.